This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Pinal County, Arizona Sheriff Paul Babiou, who's also co-chair of BorderSheriffs.com. We want to get his reaction to the Supreme Court decision from late last week, just prior to the holiday weekend, about what the state can do in terms of dealing with businesses that knowingly hire illegal immigrants as employees. We also want to get his thoughts and insights on what the current border fight looks like and how this political fight is also raging on. And Sheriff, it's great to have you with us.
Greg, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
As you well know, of course, the court decided to at least issue the decision on Thursday by a 5-3 ruling that the state of Arizona can, in fact, punish businesses that knowingly hire illegals. What is the significance of that if properly enforced?
Well, it's a bellwether, I believe, not just for states' rights and for employer sanctions law, because this has been suspended now for a couple of years and the enforcement of it. It also is a sign of things to come for Senate Bill 1070, which we're going to see now, I believe, go up to the Supreme Court as well and actually support local law enforcement from being able to do our jobs, which is enforce the law. And so this is going to be very helpful for us in local law enforcement. Is it the solution to this problem? No, it's not, because employer sanctions and Senate Bill 1070 is not going to stop 600,000 people or up to 1 million people who came through this past year alone just here in Arizona. So what the solution is and where we really need to focus on in the federal government is to secure the border. That's the core problem. And to approach this from the interior, from an enforcement perspective, though it's helpful, it's not the solution. So is it a good day? Yes, we welcome the ruling, and it's something we always believe would be the case, because that's our job, is to enforce the law. And the irony here, and what's really obscene, is the fact that the federal government has been fighting us. Our own federal government has been fighting us on this.
It's been a case of the last two administrations really been, in the minds of many, soft on border security. Why do you believe that's the case? Why do you believe that there is so much resistance to, as you put it, allowing local authorities to do their jobs?
Well, I think there's been an evolution in thought, and even from local law enforcement, where at one time a lot of local police chiefs said, this is the federal government's issue and problem in their realm. And we have arrived at the point of, it is our problem. It's everybody's problems. We're all in the same country. And who better to address this situation than local law enforcement? There's 10,000 plus law enforcement officers in Arizona at the local, county, and state level. And we know our neighborhoods, our streets, and the frequent flyers, the criminals, better than any federal agents ever will. And so we have to work in tandem, all of the local law enforcement in partnership with our federal government. And if you look at the macro, the much larger picture here, this is even bigger than immigration. This is about drug smuggling. This is about the Mexican drug cartels who have literally nearly toppled the Mexican government. And that violence is not coming here. It's here. And the waves of violence that they're bringing in from Mexico, where 35,000 plus people have been killed in the war on the cartels, who's winning that war? Yes, 100 people normally will tell you that it's the cartels. And Mexico, who sometimes is villainized as the enemy, is not the enemy. It is the cartels who are the enemy of Mexico and the enemy of the United States. And we, as their neighbor, who are directly impacted, not just from a national security perspective, from an illegal immigration perspective, and also from a trade perspective. They're our number two trading partner in the entire country. And this is where we have an obligation and a commitment to our neighbor far greater than we ever do in Iraq, Afghanistan, certainly Libya, where we're spending our nation's resources approaching a decade versus our neighbor to the south in Mexico.
We're talking with Sheriff Paul Babiu of Pinal County, Arizona, one of the border sheriffs. He's the co-chair of BorderSheriffs.com. And just a couple of weeks ago, I talked with the other co-chair, your friend Larry Deaver of Cochise County, right after the president made his border speech in El Paso, saying essentially, well, you asked for more personnel, we brought you more personnel on the border. You asked for more equipment, we brought you more equipment. Well, you asked for a fence, we're almost done with the fence. And he talked then about how it doesn't necessarily matter if you have the right things in place if you don't have the right strategy in place. What do you make of that? And how is this debate changed by the fact that the president has basically said, we've put everything we can put in place on the border for security?
Well, there's a couple approaches here. One, the border fence is not complete. It's far from it. In fact, we have less than half of our 2,000-mile border that has any fence whatsoever. And so for the president to somehow announce and declare that the fence is complete is less than truthful. Second, everything is not fine. The border is not more secure than ever before. 219,000 illegals came into Arizona and were apprehended. And the Border Patrol admits that two times that number, were never caught. So you're talking almost just a third of illegals that have been apprehended. That's not a record of success. That's clearly showing and proving that we have a porous border. So it's not a time for the president to high five, to lull people into false sense of security, to divide Americans, and I believe he's used this as a racial issue, to divide Americans and say these people will never be satisfied. Well, who are these people? These people are people like me or anybody who wants a secure border. Yes, we won't be satisfied until the border's secured. And for the president to say that these people aren't going to be satisfied until we build a moat, and then we put alligators in the moat, you got to be kidding me. We don't need alligators. We want a secure border.
Last question before we let you go, sir, and back to the legal aspect of this. I know that as a result of your strong and public statements in favor of stronger border security, you've become the target of the ACLU and some others, and I know that's accruing some significant legal expenses on your part, as well as Sheriff Deaver and others who are strong border security advocates. Tell us just a little bit about your defense fund and some of the help that you might need financially to fend off these lawsuits.
BorderSheriffs.com is our website, and what we're doing, literally, I serve as president of the Arizona Sheriff's Association, and every one of our sheriffs out here is being sued by the ACLU in a mirror suit that has been brought by the federal government and Eric Holder and President Obama against our state. Well, the ACLU is suing us as well to prevent us from doing our jobs. That can't stand. It's our jobs are hard enough as it is. All of our deputies are police officers in Arizona, and to be fought actively by our own federal government and the ACLU has got to stop. Stop suing us and allow us to do our jobs. But in the meanwhile, we've got to defend against these lawsuits, and we've got to stand up for the rule of law. And that's where we're asking people to help us and fight back and to at least allow us to defend ourselves. And our counties don't have the money to aggressively fight and advocate on our behalf in law enforcement. And this issue really is about states' rights. It is about the rule of law. And that's where we ask people across America if they can support us, even $20, $50, whatever they can, to donate to our legal defense fund. And we're providing a very aggressive defense of our position.
Sheriff Babiu, once again, the website is BorderSheriffs.com. Sheriff, thank you so much for your time today.
Great, thank you.
Absolutely. Paul Babiu is the sheriff of Pinal County, Arizona. He is the co-chair of BorderSheriffs.com. You can learn more about their efforts there to secure the border and more about their legal defense fund. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.